It's the Motivational Minute, 60 seconds of awesome sauce starting right now. Spoiler alert, I think this one's going to be just a tad longer than 60 seconds, but it's still going to be a short episode. Piggybacking on the previous show, you don't have time. You think you have time, you don't have time. You know what not taking your shot does? It leads to regret. That's what everybody talks about on their deathbed. I regret not taking the shot, not really doing the things I wanted to do when I was younger, you know, when I had the energy to do them. From a business perspective, just this thought popped in my head. That's why I wanted to share it. I remember back, this had to have been 12 years ago. I was at our summer home in Buffalo, outside Buffalo. And I remember Bob Proctor saying, "Hey, Sam, why don't you come on up? I'll buy you lunch." And Bob Proctor, if you don't know, just the godfather of personal development. Bob, Zig Ziglar, Jim Rohn, listen to all those guys. I was like, "Ah, all right." So I committed to it, and then I decommitted to it the next day because it was 4th of July weekend, and Bob lives in Toronto, and I was in Buffalo. I just didn't want to cross the bridge into Canada on a holiday weekend. I just knew the traffic would be unbearable. As inviting as that time with Bob. I mean, we were going to have lunch. I'm sure we would have hung out for 3 hours, maybe longer, just talking. Him talking, me listening. I regret that. I regret not taking the shot. Bob's dead now, and I can never go to lunch with him. And I was thinking about that today. I was like, you don't have time. I thought I had a ton of time. Oh, me and Bob, we'll catch up for lunch. Well, never again. It just never even came close. We were never close to the same zip code again. And I regret that a lot. So that's a taking the shot type thing. You know what I mean? Like, you think time's on your side. We'll get together with so-and-so. Maybe it's a family member, a mom and dad. And then the next thing you know, they're not there anymore. And boom. Man, I think about that. It's crazy that I would, though, because it's not like that big a deal. It's just one guy. But it's just he was kind of my idol, you know, in the personal development space. He's a guy that came up from nothing, became a really great speaker, made a lot of money, and more importantly, made a huge difference in the lives of so many people. And to be able to have him one-on-one in a room over lunch for a few hours, I was just thinking about that today. I said, you know what? I got to use an example, specific example of you don't have time. You think you do. Take the shot and figure it out. That's the Motivational Minute today. All right, come on, guys. Let's have a day today.
And that's a wrap. Another Everyday Saturday podcast in the books. Thanks so much for listening. Would you do your boy a favor? Would you get on iTunes or wherever you listen to the Everyday Saturday podcast and leave a rating for the show? It helps amazing people like you find the show faster. And that's what I'm looking for, amazing people like you. Hey, I'm always hanging out on the interwebs. You can check me out on Instagram at Everyday is Saturday. Let me know you're listening to the show. Love, 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 love hearing from fans of the Everyday Saturday podcast. And one last thing, when you're ready to launch, get on my calendar, go to launchwithsam.com. You and I are going to work together to set rocket fuel to your dream. Are you ready? Let's do it. I'll see you on the next Everyday is Saturday podcast.